Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
We better start since we have a thousand things.
Yes. Okay. Well, welcome back.
Woo, woo, woo. It's the new year.
After a hiatus of sorts. But now we're back in better than ever.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things planned, and we hope that you join us throughout the year. And we're starting with Valentine's Day.
Specifically, the strawberry part of Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So after snack queening for a while, some of the offerings per holiday get a little monotonous. They get a little
repetitive.
Yeah. And so we thought like a flavor theme, and the strawberry truly is the star of Valentine's 2023. It is in abundance everywhere.
Yeah, and it's in abundance in this episode because we have so many items.
Yeah, we've got six different things to try. They're all on the sweet side, but I do think it's like a nice variety from a whipped cream like we did last year to some chocolate to some cookies and pretzels. Oh, and marshmallows. Don't you worry.
Still on that kick. Where should we start?
How about the whipped cream? Because it's kind of like, it's so trendy.
Okay.
So it is another new flavor offering from the Favorite Day line. The strawberry whipped dairy topping. Last time, what did we try? Marshmallow?
Pumpkin spice.
Yes.
And the maple?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was not my favorite. And then at Christmas, we tried to get our hands on some, but it was not available. So this one we both found, and it is like apparently like a bright pink color. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, I've not squirted it yet.
I had told Sarah separately that we have been using it in my house. I've not tried it yet. But it has been used, and you can see the remnants of of the pink.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Okay, I've got a little spoon. What do you have?
I have a little spoon as well.
It's a great vehicle for whipped dairy topping.
Okay, can you hear this bottle? Whoa!
The color?
It is so pink.
Okay, I'm going to do mine now. I actually think that's pretty pleasant. Do you disagree?
I didn't know we were eating it. Oh, so then I had to hurry up. I don't hate that. And I was concerned about this whole evening because strawberries not really a dessert flavor that I go for.
Yeah.
Like strawberry ice cream. No, thanks. I'm good.
Unless it's the only option, I'm certainly not picking it. And even if I'm doing like a fruit, I would like a cherry that's in my spumoni with my pistachio.
Ooh, yum. But this has potential. This would be good on other good flavors of ice cream.
I think so. And so 15 calories, 2 tablespoons. A lot of servings in this little tube. It's, I won't go as far to say fresh tasting, but like whatever just shy of that is.
Yeah, it definitely has an artificial strawberry flavor. It tastes like strawberry ice cream to me.
I think it's pretty successful. I'm gonna seven.
Wow. I'm going to go with a 6. I probably won't buy it again, but I'm not going to, I will find uses for it.
That's good. Also, you can't buy it again. There's no way we could get 2 of them.
Good point.
It does suggest on a coffee, and I, from David's Tea, I always like to try their different matchas, and there's a strawberry matcha that I've really enjoyed, and this would be so good on an iced latte like that. I would have to order it, though, so I don't know that I'll do it. Okay. Ooh, we're off to a good start. I'm putting all of my snacks after I'm done in my Wakanda popcorn bowl that I got at the movie.
I'm jealous.
It's very different from the one that I got at Doctor Strange. That one's like tin, and this one is plastic, but it has a handle. It's cute.
I don't think I love the tin ones. I feel like they're not as versatile.
I, for Thanksgiving, did like a popcorn buffet thing, and I had like 15 different flavors, and it was useful for that, and I don't think I've used it since.
I want to know more about 15 flavors of popcorn.
We like all picked from this place by that I live by, the Popcorn Loft. And there were a bunch of savory ones. My favorite ended up being the salt and vinegar. I did try the buffalo, but I could not do it. It was fun. Ooh, and the loaded baked potato, surprising to everyone. Pretty good.
Ooh, that sounds good. Sounds like our potato sticks.
Yes. Like in that same vibe. And okay, sorry for like a third tangent, but I was just eating a snack and I wish I could remember what it was. But I was like, this is so good. It kind of reminds me of those potato sticks. And it was made by the same company, Calbee. Why can't I remember what the heck that was?
Tell me later.
I'll figure it out. Okay. I picked first. Where would you like to go?
I'm going to say let's go marshmallow next.
This is great. Are you cleansing your palate with anything? I only brought water. What a rookie. What a rookie I am.
Yeah, I have a lime LaCroix. Getting fancy.
Okay. The strawberry creme marshmallows with heart sprinkles. They look cute as heck.
Let's see if they're really that cute.
I was just thinking that. I was like, I have to open it to find out. Oh. Interesting scent.
Are yours all stuck to each other?
Yep. And they are sticky as all get out. Is that a saying?
I think so. This could be easily solved with some powdered sugar, favorite day.
Yeah. They're also cut pretty erratically, if you ask me. But they generally look like they are at least two-toned.
Yes, there are a few sprinkles on the one that I managed to get out.
Yes, mine has 6.
Mine has 6. Ooh, sorry, 7. One's hiding on the side.
I could get another one out. Okay. Now, this doesn't have any other information. Target's not tricking me into reading their made with love thing. I think half of it's strawberry and half of it's cream.
All right. Let's go. Okay.
Bon appetit. Do you want to tell me why at 9:26 at night I shove that whole thing in my mouth?
Because it was pretty good.
I love the texture of that.
I feel like we spent December becoming marshmallow experts.
A little bit.
And that was a pretty good marshmallow.
I liked it. I think the strawberry is subtle.
It is. It's a little too artificial for me, which is making it like really sweet, which I know it's a marshmallow, like it's gonna be sweet, but yeah. This is really sweet.
I think I'll stay with that 7. Pretty good still.
I'm leveling up to a 7. I'm probably gonna enjoy the rest of those.
Okay, well, could we continue to have this kind of luck?
Time will only tell.
Let's crunch a little.
Okay. That means pretzels, right?
Yeah. Okay. Strawberry covered mini pretzels.
Oh. They are strawberry scented for sure.
They're kind of like a real Pepto-Bismol color. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Munch and crunch.
Well.
Do you recall when we had the caramel apple pretzels?
Mm-hmm.
And how they were soft?
Yes.
Now, this one had slightly more crunch, but something is going wrong because I've had a lot of chocolate-covered pretzels in my day. And I feel like they don't lose the crispness, you know?
Mine was crunchy tonight, but that coating ain't it.
It is. Is it just white chocolate with something?
Yeah, it's just confectionery. Not even chocolate. It was too sweet.
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing, but not crazy, but disappointing. I'm really just going to bop down one, I think, because I'd eat them. And I've kind of got a theory this season. If I'd eat something again, it's got to be above a 5 for Elizabeth.
Okay, I like this rule. I'm going to go to a 4. I'm not going to eat those. I feel like could be improved upon if we just did like a real chocolate, like a dark chocolate with strawberry flavoring in there.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'll try it.
Too sweet. Did I say 4? I'm doing 4.
Yep, I wrote that down.
Ugh, that. I don't know what it was about the artificial strawberry this time, but it is sticking with me.
Okay, well, let's eat something else. You want to eat this cookie or the chocolates?
Let's do this cookie and we'll save the chocolate for the end. Because why not just put the, like, really sweet stuff?
These could be good. They're strawberry shortbread cookies. They're really fat.
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised by how large this is.
And I guess I am confused, so I need to... Okay, I guess the picture in the front does have the white chocolate chips. I've only been looking at the back.
I also had to do a double take because I thought maybe there was something wrong with my cookie.
Now, that's the difference between you and I, because you thought something was wrong, and I thought, is that a macadamia nut?
Well, I guess my white chocolate chips are burnt. Like, looks like it is not intentional.
Sorry. That like surprised me. Can you say that white chocolate chip burnt thing again?
Oh, the white chocolate chips, I think, are burnt. So it does not look intentional. And I just swapped it out for a different cookie, and no, they all look that way.
Yeah, the on the top, like the highest points of the cookie have a little coloring on them, which I actually think is like, okay, maybe, are they baked? That's nice. But the bottom looks, and that just happens when you're using food coloring like in your bakes. It's always prettier before.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are not the same cookies on the back of this picture.
Well, the I can see the white chocolates now, but it certainly mine is a triangle. It's not a heart.
Mine, I think you could tell mine is a heart, but it's not as defined as those. Okay. Anyway, should we eat these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. I don't like that.
The texture was surprising. Why were the chocolate chips crunchy?
Because they have been burned. This. Whoops. I just want to close my box. I don't want to look at them anymore. I am tasting something that I'm not vibing with. Ah, and this stuff won't fit back in my popcorn bucket. Okay. I am disheveled. I am out of sorts. I will not eat those again. Four.
Whoa. Also a four. Not worse than the pretzels, but I have been making shortbread lately and it is not crunchy at any point, and I didn't like that experience.
I've been making the shortbread that you sent me. I've made it 3 times.
Ugh, okay. Let's do some chocolate and maybe get, I don't know. I really just don't like fake strawberry flavor, and it's getting worse. My
We
palate
started.
cleanser's not helping.
We started at the wrong spot. Okay, let's do the white chocolate. I think that that's probably. So we got these cute little bars. Also from Favorite Day, it's the white chocolate strawberry cream bar. It's filled. And they really are sweet. And I thought it would just be like fun to kind of contrast the white chocolate with the Hershey one that we have, because we like a lot of times say, oh, this would be better with a different chocolate. And I thought that would be fun.
I love that idea. And favorite day, if you're listening, why does this chocolate bar have an H on it?
Nothing has come to me in the half an hour we've been recording since we discovered it.
Haven't unwrapped the whole bar, but I did unwrap enough to see that the next segment also has an H on it.
I open my whole thing up and they all say H with little hashes. Boop, boop, boop.
It's very cute. I want answers. Anyway.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. I'm anxious to hear what you think.
I'm surprised that I didn't hate it.
I thought that the smoothness of this filling kind of gave me like lint vibes.
Yes.
And
higher quality.
Yeah. I kind of like Sorry. That.
What was the other part that I was talking over you?
Oh, I feel like I don't mind the white chocolate in those truffle. Not that I have them a lot. I feel like I haven't been to a Borders bookstore for a long time, and that's where I got them. They closed when we lived in Florida.
I remember that.
And, yeah, I just like a half of one segment is probably plenty. But that could last you a while then. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I am not mad that I ate it. And I also don't need more right now. But it was pretty good and a pretty nice quality.
Yeah, I'm surprised. It's going back up with my sevens. A victory of sorts.
I'm going to be feeling generous and I'm going to give it a seven as well. I'm not mad at it.
This is some crazy stuff.
Yeah, especially after I just lamented. There's so much strawberry. Maybe my tongue is numb to it.
It's messing with your head.
Okay, our final piece in this sugary adventure.
Do you have like the official name of this one?
I had it pulled up. Let's see if I still do. Because I was like, I'm not going to remember that. Hershey's Valentine Extra Creamy Milk Chocolate with Strawberry Crème Hearts.
Thank
There's
you.
There's an accent over the cream. So yeah. I'm assuming that made it sound like crème.
Okay. I think that this could be good.
I don't know, it smells very strawberry-y.
But your tongue doesn't know the difference.
Okay, let's go.
What
are your thoughts?
That the chocolate tastes good. I don't think I like the cream as much in this one. But in the end, it kind of evens out.
I would like to bump down the white chocolate to a 6 because it was way too sweet in comparison to this. And this is milk chocolate, so it's also really sweet.
Okay, I am white chocolate. You got it in before the deadline, so I will amend your score.
Oh, thank you.
And
this guy will be a 7.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I'm going to keep everything else at a 7, but I do think the favorite thing that I had was the whipped cream.
I'm so surprised. And I'm going to enjoy these marshmallows too, but yeah. I have some vanilla ice cream in my freezer that I think that whipped cream will be delightful on.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. Well, not everything was a bust and nothing was dreadful, but I just did not like those cookies.
But like if you are considering getting your loved one some strawberry flavored things for Valentine's Day, maybe reconsider.
Yeah. There's other things out there.
Better flavors. We tried this so you don't have to.
I saw a Ghirardelli square, creme brulee squares.
Ooh.
I know. Get that for your, get that for your hubby.
Oh, it's been a long time coming, Elizabeth. Do you have any thumbs up or thumbs down for me?
I have watched an unbelievable limited amount of stuff. It's in my weird busy season, but I did listen to the first two episodes. They've been doing episodes for like a while, of this podcast about Mary-Kate and Ashley called They Thought I Was You. And it was interesting. And I think that whenever I like need a break, because I don't know, I just keep listening to so many news podcasts and it's so sad all the time. I think that I might try and make my way through their back catalog.
Now I'm looking it up. I ended up on Mary-Kate and Ashley TikTok this weekend.
What is that? I want that.
It was a lot about, like, a lot of clips from the challenge, which I never saw, but now I feel like I have seen it.
Oh, it's so good. One of their names is Shane. That's so cool. With a Y.
I'm going back and looking at. They've done so many. Okay, so they started out as reviewing the movies.
Yeah, the first one was just kind of like talking about their shared love for them. And then the next one was, it's called like the Truman Show episode. And they're just examining like how they literally grew up and no one had done that before. Like when they rode the bike for the first time, they were literally learning on the set, like on camera. And it was just an interesting look. And then I do think they go into the other things. Yeah.
Okay. I'm downloading a couple.
Well, I hope it doesn't let you down. I found it because maybe I was on American Naturally TikTok. I got one TikTok and it was like about a podcast I was about to start, two sisters that live on either coast. And they were going to rewatch the movies and talk about them. But it doesn't come out yet. And I was like, well, there's got to be another one.
But there's not another snack podcast. So don't even look.
Yeah, this is it pretty much. Yep, yep, yep.
No one else I know doing this on this snack game.
What about you?
I have a couple. I've watched so much because coming out of Christmas is not my busy season. And I didn't work a 5-day work week in the entire month of January. And it was so nice.
That's awesome.
But first, I would like to give a thumbs up to Hello World, Nate Bargatze's latest comedy special. It's on Amazon Prime. It came out this week and it's so good.
I will probably watch that this weekend. I was unaware it was already out. I appreciate that you always keep me in the loop. That man makes me laugh.
I really loved it and I didn't see him on this last tour, so it was mostly new material. I think it was all new material. And I listen to his podcast every week. And so I can keep you up to date on all his going ons. Do you have anything else? Or you want me to keep going?
You can probably keep going.
Have you watched Poker Face?
Is that on Peacock?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. But I kept seeing the commercials and it looked up my alley.
It is up our alley. It's a procedural, so kind of took me back to our castle days.
Love it.
Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And so many amazing cameos. I've only watched 2 episodes and already, like, so many people showing up. I don't know how they got these people to just pop in for an episode of this silly Peacock show, but.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I'm loving it.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Well, that's pretty good. I think we did good.
Thanks. Glad we're back.
I mean, I'm yawning right now, but I am glad. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Okay. Well, thanks for another year of snacking. And yeah, I hope your mom likes all these strawberry things. I don't know what I'm doing with my stuff. Well, it was a lot. Anyway, on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye, Sarah.